With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
The show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
Peter Burns, unfortunately, has had something come up in his family that is going to preclude him from coming on right now. We're hopeful he'll come on a little bit later in the hour. We don't know that. Guy tells you you've got a family situation that's arisen. You certainly don't push him or push it. So we'll find out a little bit later. But that means that if you want to win yourself a nice prize, we'll give you a chance to do it right now, because yesterday we did not do our V Stakes, but we will do one today since we missed it on yesterday. So we were going to do it in the back end of this hour, but right now we can do it in the front end of this hour, because we will have him join us, hopefully, in the back end. If not, we'll still talk a little football anyway. So let's take a look. Parks, we could go back to Parks. Let's see if it's a good betting race. Not bad. Let's give it a go. Parks, they're going a mile and 70 yards. It's a kind of low end of the totem pole here. It's the $5,000 claimers. But here's where they're going, and here is the field. So if you'd like to send us a pick at 437-9680, costs you absolutely nothing. The best way to bet on the horses is with somebody else's money. In this case, that's what you're doing, because we're not looking for a nickel of your money, and you can win a nice prize if you can pick the winner here. Number one is Controlled Fury. 7-5 favorite right now. Number two is Freudian Fall, 9-1. Number three is Belly Dancer, 22-1. Number four is Informality at 7-2. Number five is Dimension at 15-1. Number six is Butch Cassidy, the longest shot in the field, at 22-1. Number seven is Embrace Grace, 5-1. Number eight is Rydell at 9-1. And number nine, we might have to hope he at least gets in for a little taste. He's a long shot, 12-1, but maybe we'll play him to place. It's the Italian. How you doing? 12-1, the Italian is going to be ridden by Roberto. I got excited, but I think he's Latino, not Italian. Roberto Rosado. So there you go, 12-1 for the Italian. Stables. If you're interested in the riders, these are not the jockeys I'm that familiar with. There's one or two that I know. I do know the one on the one who's the favorite, Paco Lopez, is pretty good, and he's 7-5 there. So see if somebody can beat him. Dexter Haddock is riding the two. Jason Wynn is the three. Homar Garcia is riding the four. Gerardo Milan is the five. Wesley Torres is the six. Carol Cedeno rides Embrace Grace, the seven. Ruben Silvera rides the eight. Riddell, and I told you about Roberto Rosaridon, rides the nine. The Italian. So there you go. So send us your picks. Send us those numbers. We'd love to do that at 437-9680. We still have a good little ways till post time, so you got time to get those in. I'll give you the field and give you the updated updated odds. Somebody said, isn't Peter Burns the ESPN baseball guy? Did we book the wrong guy? That'd be hilarious if we did. That'd be awesome. The guy comes on, and I start asking about Alabama football, and he's like, I was talking about the Mets. Let's see. Alabama, Peter Burns. There's a whole crap ton of Peter Burns, by the way. No, you are right. Whoever you were thinking of, Mr. Listener, Peter Burns is the ESPN SEC Network studio anchor. Congratulations, Nick. He's the worst bunker player in the history of college golf. ESPN radio host. Hosts SEC This Morning. And there he is. And he's got a blog. Why I got fired 6 years ago today and why it's one of the best things to ever happen to me.
Yeah,
I think I read that piece.
He's told his story on... he came on with us. I think he came on with Locke, too.
Yeah.
Where he got fired. Then he came home and his wife had left him, like,
yeah,
cleared out the house.
He had a bad day.
Yeah.
And then he started writing. See that? See, I can relate to that. That's pretty cool.
Where are we going, by the way, racetrack wise?
Parks.
It is Parks.
Oh, it's Parks.
We go someplace else.
No, I already just gave the whole field to that. And it's a mile, and I gave the whole damn field. Why would I change that? Why would I do that?
So, we've gone there before.
He's a good track announcer.
No, he's a very good track announcer, and I don't know, I'm just being difficult.
Yeah, I like to go to different tracks.
There was a polo. I think it was a polo. What's the race where they have to jump over crap?
That's called a steeplechase, not a polo. Polo's where you...
I know. It took me a second, but I think there was a steeplechase race going on the screen. That was kind of cool.
Where?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know.
In Ireland?
I think so. I don't remember which one. Give me one sec. I had it up just a second ago. See if I can refresh it.
Yeah,
it
could
was...
be. Ireland, they just, the last race they ran there, we can't do it. 3 miles long. We could go leave, bowl a couple of games and come back.
Ireland, Roscommon, I believe.
Yeah, maybe.
It was. It was pretty entertaining. But anyway, I got the Parks. Parks race 8. No, race 4, I'm sorry. Why? I can't see, by the way. I'm sorry. I'm wearing my glasses today. And I'm really
struggling.
Where
are your contacts?
I have them. They're in my contacts case. I just want to give my eyes a little break.
Yeah, they need a break.
And but now they're like, yeah, great, we have a break, but we can't see a damn thing.
All right. Well, it's the Parks 4th race. 10 minutes to post. $5,000 claimers. $20,000 purse. And I'll give you the field again in a minute. You want to play this? You got a ticket already? You got a ticket? Do you got a ticket? That looked like a man who slammed water down because he got a ticket.
My unwitch down because I was mad.
Why?
Because intern Davis, being the fantastic, nice, well-to-do producer that he is, intern that he is, gave him my credit card. He fed the meter outside, and no ticket, which is great.
Okay, so what's the problem?
He went to. I asked him, "Could you go grab me some food? I need some vitality-approved food, some healthy stuff." So I got an unwitch, and. The soda, which isn't approved, but I told him, man, get some for you, because I always feel like a complete and utter steaming pile of colostomy bags and douche if I ask an intern to do anything that's stereotypical interny for me. Now, when I ask them to basically do my job for me, no, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Like,
because
to get to the part that's got you
getting,
pissed off.
They're getting, you know, experience or whatnot. But if I ask them to get me coffee or something, I feel really bad about it. So I gave him my credit card, and I said, hey, you know, grab this stuff for me if you don't mind. But get yourself something. He's like, I already ate. And thank you, though. I was like, well, at least get a soda, okay? Cause, and grab me one while you're at it. And he was like, all right, I'll do that. So he got food. And a soda for me, and he didn't get himself anything. So basically, I sent him out there.
That was a vast overreaction on your part.
Well, it's because
he looked so mad. I thought you got a ticket, or he took your card and charged a trip to Aruba or something.
No, I'm
tightly
wound.
Why do you think he's keeping
today?
His svelte figure? He does not eat when he's not hungry. He doesn't want any food.
But that's just a
you
soda
should appreciate
or a bag
that
of
as
chips
a vitality
or
spokesperson.
No, I am proud of him, but I thought, you know. He could get himself some tea. Tea is approved, and he'd be refreshed.
Maybe he doesn't like
tea. Are you
tea.
Not refreshed?
Hey, I'm good, all right?
He is very svelte. He's a great intern, too. Hire him, people.
2000, he's got a retro shirt on. 2009 Big East Championship shirt? Good Lord. Is that the original, or did you get it on a retro site somewhere?
I don't know. Did you get that, like, original, or did you buy it on a retro site?
I don't even know.
Well, he doesn't know.
I wasn't.
I was in my closet today just looking at my shirts, and I came across
this. So we can break the news. You came out of the closet
today. Big East Championship shirt, and I was like, I'm going to wear that to work.
It's nice. It looks very nice on you. Very good. He couldn't hear. I had no headset on, so he didn't understand
my reference. That was, I don't know. We'd accept him either way here.
Thank you, Sean. Sean said a nice thing. Thank you, Sean. I hope your horse wins because you were nice. Here's the field again. We're going out there in about 8 minutes. Controlled Fury is the one, the favorite, 6-5. Freudian Fall is the 2 at 12-1. Belly Dancer's the 3. Now the longest shot in the field at 28-1. Informality is the 4 at 9-2. Dimension is 10-1, the 5. Butch Cassidy, the 6, is 25-1. Embrace Grace is the 7 horse at 9-2. Rydell is 7-1. And the Italian, the odds are going the wrong way. 12-1 on the Italian. We are rooting hard for the Italian A. Dun. So we'll see how that plays out for him. You want to play this? The other guy, the guy who likes the Cubs, Crean, said that during the Met game, and since we can play it without feeling bad because the Mets swept the doubleheader, they were interviewing the father on the Marlins network of a kid that had just been called up, Diaz, I guess his name was, and during the interview, he hit his first big league home run, and supposedly it was a pretty entertaining bit of live television. So I'm always a big fan of that. So let's go see if we have that. Do you know what he's talking about, or is he just making stuff up? This is it? Maybe it is. Might be. Might not be.
And buffering.
Buffering?
1 second. Getting this from the Sports Illustrated.
Wayne Rooney, by the way, going to leave DC United.
Yeah, finishing
his
career.
Finish the season and then go become player coach with Derby County.
It'd be kind of cool. As Ent said, you know, they're in the league, whatever, below the Premier League. It'd be kind of cool if he could, like, lead them back to the promised
land. Like squirrels do, right?
Yeah.
Too late.
Nah, I thought it was a squirrel. It was more like a chipmunk.
Okay. All right. We're
sorry,
waiting. Still buffering. Still buffering. Quality radio there.
Oh, I never go to Sports Illustrated. Seriously, I'm going to be very, very sad. No, they're still around. It's ESPN. That's ESPN magazine that's disappearing. But wow, this
farmers. All right, forget about it. Killing me here.
Here we go. Well, we could probably like start talking. That might help.
What the hell is going on? What did they run? The entire miniseries of Roots before the stupid thing came on? What is this?
1 second. I had to refresh it.
I cannot believe it's taking this long.
No, there's a lot of moving parts back here. First off, I refreshed the wrong page. Second off, I had to make sure Twin Spires wasn't playing in the background.
Okay.
Third off, I got it. Here we go.
We managed to get to this point, so
yeah.
We know we're extremely happy for him.
Is this an emotional day for you?
Very, very emotional.
Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, that's awesome. They are pumped.
That's his father, I assume. Got a kid who's even played Little League can relate to that.
No apology.
He turns right after he gets that chair and just goes, sorry.
Like, we're very, very proud of you, son. Very, very proud.
That's a moment.
So to the audience, I apologize. That was something that, you know, hey, listen, we just want to say, you know, we're very thankful and blessed. I want to say thank you for all the friends and families back home watching on TV. We love you. Thank you for your support. My dad, Johnny Velasquez, my mom, Luz Rivera, my sister, Emily Velasquez, we love you. And we're here, and we're here to stay. Isan Diaz is the real deal.
Lala, what'd you think of that home run?
That was unbelievable.
That's so cool. Eason Diaz, that was his first major league hit. Got it off a pretty fair country pitcher there in Jacob DeGrom in the sixth inning. It was his big league debut, his first ever hit. And that's his parents and his family's reaction. Very cool. That was, much as I'm rooting for the Mets, that was a cool thing to see. And the Mets did win it. New York, by the way, if you're wondering why the excitement, they were 40-51 after losing their first game after the All-Star break. 40-51. They're 16-5 since. They've won 10 of their last 11. They trailed by 8 games in the wild card before play began on July 25th. And now here it is, August, what is this, August 5th. And they're just now 2.5 games out of the next wild card spot. That's remarkable. And been a lot of fun to watch. Diaz, the young man who hit that, is a 23-year-old second baseman. They got him from Milwaukee in January of 2018 when they traded Christian Yelich, who, of course, has gone on to be a star with the Brewers. So they're moving guys around. It's not helping much on that team. They're still – I don't know who's worse. Them or the Tigers. That's a battle. Poor Johnny Sales, who loves the Tigers. That's a battle that neither team would want to win. But the Tigers, let's just take a look. Tigers are 32-76 with that's really almost mind-boggling. A minus 213 run differential. Holy cow. I think the Tigers are worse. The Marlins are only minus 112. They've got 42 wins. Detroit's got 32, and they're being outscored by 213 runs. Holy crap. That is unbelievably bad. How did they get so bad? That's amazing. If they went undefeated the rest of the way, they would be, let's see, 108. That would be 54 more games. They still wouldn't have 90 wins. They could go undefeated for the rest of the season, and they'd only have 86 wins. That's a rough go in Detroit. All right, let's see. Getting some entries in here. I don't know what's loud and obnoxious. What was loud and obnoxious? I don't know, guy said that's just loud and obnoxious. What did we play that was loud? Me yelling? Who? Well, I don't think that's loud and obnoxious at all. My God, do you have a child? Good Lord. It was his third at-bat, correct. It was his first major league hit, I said. Not his first at-bat, his first hit in the sixth inning of the game. His first start, third at-bat, first hit against Jacob DeGrom. Thank you, though, for attempting to correct me, but we were on top of that. Twin Spires. Oh, hey, we better get out there. They're getting ready to go. Controlled Fury now is even money, the one. I'll give you the shorter priced ones. Informality, the 4 is 7-2. Embrace Grace, the 7 is 5-1. Rydell is 6-1, the 8. And the Italian is up to 14-1. You can win some lira with that guy. But I guess they don't think he's got much of a chance. So good luck to you. You still have time to get your selections in at 437-9680. We're going to effort Pete Burns in the back end of the hour. No guarantee we're going to be able to get him because he's dealing with something, but we shall see. Looks like some great events getting ready to come up on the Ocho, including axe throwing, lawnmower racing. That looks pretty cool. So
they've got some events. I'm just going to pod this up so we can hear it. The sign spinning.
That's an event?
Yeah, like, you know, the guy that's outside spinning stuff with the giant arrow, like, come on in, yeah. 2-for-1 hoagies.
They made that a competition?
Yeah, and they do, like, full-on routines.
Is there anything in the world that hasn't been turned into a competition? I'll bet you there's a chewing competition.
Answer.
Well, it's an eating contest,
embrace,
right?
Embrace Grace.
All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah, no, there is one competition.
Called chewing? How would you gauge it?
I guess that is a competition.
Before informality goes in, the last two
say,
will be Rydell and
something
the
snarky
Italian.
About not eating bones, or buns.
Yeah, boo, still mad about that. All right, here we go. Good luck, everybody. Controlled Fury's down to 4-5, so if he loses, it will be a bit of an upset in this mile and 70-yard claiming race from Parks on today's V-Stakes. Good luck as they go to the post. From Philadelphia.
Here in the gate. And they're off. Not a good start for number 4, Informality. The Italian from the outside with Embrace Grace. Dementia there. Controlled Fury up the inside. They head to the first turn with Butch Cassidy racing in fifth. After that one, down at the inside is Freudian Fall, who has come out running in the sixth position. Then it's farther back to Rydell, Informality, and Belly Dancer at the back. So the Italian has made the front. Going into the back stretch, getting some pressure immediately, though, from both Embrace Grace and the three wide Butch Cassidy. And as they turn into the back stretch, those three across the track, it's about 2.5 to Controlled Fury, who lands in a good spot, sitting fourth by another three. Freudian Fall is fifth with 5 furlongs to go. Farther back to Rydell, who begins to get on track to the far outside. Rydell, though, still about 10 lengths behind. Then it's Informality, Dimension, Belly Dancer still at the back. So just less than 4 furlongs to go. The opening half was 47-2, and Butch Cassidy now leads the way with 3.5 furlongs to go. Butch Cassidy by just a length. Embrace Grace's switch to the outside second. It's 2 lengths to Controlled Fury, who rallies third, the Italian back to fourth. Freudian Fall at the inside is up within 4 lengths of the lead. They're midway on the turn, and here comes Embrace Grace on the outside. Embrace Grace now to take the lead, but a strong bid far outside coming from Controlled Fury. Butch Cassidy back to third. After that, it's the Italian, Rydell on the far outside. So Controlled Fury comes off the turn and takes command. Furlong to go, Controlled Fury begins to pull away. Embrace Grace a clear second. It's farther back to Rydell, who's showing some lane interest on the far outside, but Controlled Fury is long gone. Deep stretch at 3-5, and now geared down at the end. Controlled Fury, a decisive fourth race winner. Embrace Grace was second. After that, Rydell and Freudian Fall.
So there you go. No surprise there. 3-5. He wins it like a 3-5 should. We had a whole bunch of people pick number one. We'll draw a name, and you'll win it. That, by the way, we have him on so often. Like to give a little shout-out to him. His name is Keith Jones. He has been the track announcer there since 1987. So the dude has put in his time. 32 years. Started there when it was known as Keystone. Then it became Philadelphia Park, and now Parks Racing. And he also is the host of a PTHA's Let's Go Racing show, and he has been on the scene there for 30-some-odd years. How about that? I'm trying to see. I think he's won. How about that? Isn't that great? It was a winning trifecta ticket at Brandywine Harness Racetrack after college graduation that propelled him into his first job in the industry at Garden State Park in the publicity department. So there you go. And he's got two children, Colin and Jamie. And it says in parentheses, Jamie's his favorite. I don't think that's nice. He shouldn't put that on his bio, do you think? I don't think that's right.
Kindred spirits, Collie.
I think that's terrible. I'm very disappointed that he would do that.
What was the class?
What class?
I'm actually doing work. I'm checking to see if Peter Burns can come back on with us. But what did you say got him into horse?
He won a trifecta in college at Brandywine, and he got pretty jazzed up about it, and he decided to go into the horse racing business. So he went into Garden State Park in the publicity department. He's worked his way up, and now he's been the track announcer there at this track, which has undergone many name changes in the time he's been there since 1987. That is 32 years for those of you scoring at home. He, by the way, is inducted into the Special Achievement Hall of Fame that they've given in the Philadelphia racing community, so he's done quite well for himself. So Keith Jones is the guy who has a rather unique style, little nasal like Marv Albert a bit, but very good, I think. A little bit. Now all of a sudden I've turned into Don Adams, like from Get Smart. Would you believe that the leader is number 7? I find that hard to believe. How about number 3? I don't think so. How about the pace car? Anyway.
Missed it by that much.
We are not sure Petey Burns is going to join us, but... one way or another, I'm definitely getting a cold, which I'm perfect ending to this delightful week. And then we'll continue. And what else do we got? We have that. We have Pete Burns. We've got, I don't know what this means, Steve Cold Austin, Stone Cold Steve Austin beer chugging. Don't know what that means.
Oh, he actually
is critiquing the quarterback. He's critiquing
all the different celebrities that put on the Jumbotron who've then
tried to
chug a beer. It's actually pretty funny.
What did he have to say about Baker Mayfield? That was pretty good. What? The guy bit the can with his teeth.
He gave it like an A+.
That was good, yeah, right? Didn't he open it with his teeth?
He cracked it with his teeth and then shotgunned it. That was college. That was damned impressive. It was definitely not the first time he'd done that.
Oh yeah, well, there's no shock there.
No, that's a tried and true thing that probably started, dare I say, in high school, and was refined in college. And now, yeah.
I would be the worst at that. I really would. I don't drink that much beer. Although, as I said, it's oddly, even though I'm a Paisan, and I talk to people who are wine aficionados. I don't know. Maybe it's because the wine aficionados guys sometimes come across as snobby. I would not mind learning about beer and the intricacies of beer and the different kinds of beers and the brewing styles and things like that.
Talk to the new program director, man. Yeah, he's an expert in the craft beer thing. Craft beer.
Craft beer? Why would he drink craft beer?
Craft.
I knew that. I just was being craft. This guy. Chumley was laughing.
No, we actually started this discussion. It was brought up on whatever Locke's new show is going to be called, the Lock Lean or something like that.
Lock Lean?
Pop and Lock It. I don't know what he's calling, what they're calling it. But he said that, like, Blue Moon.
It's a great Sinatra song.
Blue Moon is like a craft beer.
Uh-huh.
And he got, like, roasted for it.
Uh-huh.
And then I brought it up to Andy, and he was like, no, it's not a craft beer. But then he kind of backtracked a little bit and said that, you know, there are beers that are craft beers that are mass popular, that, you know, you can buy them all over the country, mass produced, I guess. Large batch, I think, is what they're called, like a New Belgium or something like that. Or a book. There's a Brooklyn brewery. I think they're kind of everywhere. And then there's the, you know, the smaller, more regional ones are the ones that are just like kind of in the cities, like our great sponsor, Greatwood. They're pretty tasty. I kind of was thinking that anything that you have to pay more for at a sporting event, I think could be kind of loosely deemed craft.
That seems to be a very, very arbitrary definition.
It is an arbitrary definition, but I don't know what to refer to those beers then.
Overpriced?
Well, anything at a sporting event is overpriced unless you're going to
the White Sox.
Yeah, unless you go to the White Sox, that was pretty cheap. Or if you go to what are they doing down in
Atlanta?
Wanting to say the Georgia Dome, but I know it's whatever they call it now, the Mercedes-Benz Dome or something, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, whatever they're doing down there. But I'm thinking, like, you know, the Blue Moon, the Heinekens, the Michelob, Amber Box, maybe. The ones that, like, have that, like, $2 upcharge. I wonder what you would call those beer. Call those beers. Because, I mean, they're not domestic, but not all of them are imports. Maybe it's just imports. I don't know.
What? You're really taking yourself down a wormhole.
Well, because you don't care. I have to just do the whole conversation myself.
Well, because you go so far off the beaten path that I can't even follow you, and there's no way to respond. You gave 40 definitions for craft beer, which, all due respect, none of which made any sense to me. It's overpriced at a baseball game. It's not made in America. None of those things have anything to do with craft beer.
I'm not saying those were craft beer.
So what were you saying?
If you were listening.
I was
trying to figure out what the definition is at first, what the definition it was for craft beer. So then you could relate it to Blue Moon, whether or not does that definition hold up to Blue Moon and make it a craft beer? No, I don't think so.
But
however,
you really never came up with a definition. That's
what?
The whole point. The suggested definitions you came up for craft beer were ridiculous. That it's overpriced at a ball game or it's imported?
No, I never said those were the definitions.
Okay, well, then what is the definition?
I said those are the definitions that, like,
don't work.
No, I was saying, like, those are the definitions that relate to Blue Moon and Heineken and stuff like that. And I don't think that necessarily it's just that imports, because there's higher priced domestics that are in that group as well. But I wouldn't say that they're like craft beer either. I feel like, you know, it's sort of, I don't know. It's sort of like, and this is going to piss somebody off because I don't know enough about what I'm talking about, but almost like a small batch bourbon isn't the same. I feel like that would be a craft. That's like a craft beer. And then you're comparing that to like Jim Beam or something like that, which is fine, but it's more mass produced and everything. So I don't know if it comes to just terminology.
Let's see if the internet could help us, because
Somebody could text in.
How you didn't sprain something?
I'm not trying to
gymnastics.
And I'm not like trying to piss anyone off. Please inform me.
Craft beer, according to the internet, is.
I was trying to help Lockout.
Why?
Because people.
First of all, he doesn't want your help.
People were just attacking him, and I understood
what he was saying. Why would you understand what he's saying? There's nothing you said there that leads you to think.
No, because it's not okay. I would not put Blue Moon in the same. Just strictly, I mean, you could just strictly say it's an import.
This is about the simplest way to define it. A beer made in a traditional or non-mechanized way by a small brewery. Big breweries make it in a mechanized way, not the way traditional brewers made it like years ago.
Okay.
So I'm going to guess Blue Moon is made in a big mechanized factory. I would think there's way too much beer made.
Probably.
Okay, so by definition, it's not a craft beer. So the people who attacked him were right to attack him.
Yeah, but then he kind of like backtracked it. But it's not necessarily then just a simple domestic.
What you're alluding to is everybody has told me that all of the beers you're alluding to are referred to as premium beers. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, okay.
They're considered
that's the term.
Premium beers. But less than 6 million barrels of any production cannot be owned by more than 25% of a conglomeration. That's, I don't know if that's premium beer. The guy said premium beer, and then he sent me that. So is that the definition of premium beer? I would venture to say.
I guess.
Everybody said that's what it is, the premium beer. So that's what you were talking about. But according to the internet, craft beer is made.
Text line.
Yeah, but that doesn't help because I promise you Blue Moon is made in a mechanized way and not in a small brewery. I mean, Blue Moon's not that small a beer.
Look on its tag. If it says like Blue Moon premium beer, then legally isn't that... than what they have to do to be called a premium beer?
Why do you keep bringing a premium beer? I was talking about craft beer.
No, we've already established it's not a craft beer.
Okay,
From the jump, I agreed that it wasn't a craft beer. I was trying to figure out what to define it as.
Does this really serve any purpose? For me to get on their website, I have to establish that I'm 18 years of age. I can make any birthday up I wanted to. How the hell do they know it's my real birthday?
I don't know.
I'm insisting on putting my own birthday in because...
Well, that's dumb. That's how they track you.
Yeah, that's definitely going to steal my identity doing that. Let's see. In addition to our refreshingly unique Blue Moon Belgian White Belgian style... Isn't that redundant? Blue Moon Belgian White Belgian style wheat ale. That's the one I had when we were in Germany. That was good. We also offer our collection of flavorful seasonal and limited release beers. An appreciation for the creative process and a passion for brewing. That doesn't tell us anything. The Blue Moon Brewery is located where? Would you like to guess? Where are they headquartered?
Well, I know it's Belgium.
No, here in the United States.
Is it in Pennsylvania?
Denver.
Damn.
You don't like Denver?
No, I was really off. Like if I said Pennsylvania, it was like, no, it was in New Jersey. Then it was like,
Denver, Colorado, 3750 Chestnut Place if you're scoring at home. So let's see if this is the last bit I'm doing on this, and then I'm moving on. I'm going to type in Blue Moon Premium Beer and see if it comes up. I type in Blue Moon Premium Beer, and I get... doesn't come up that way. So is Blue Moon a premium beer? Originally called Belly Slide Belgian White... The beer was created by Keith Villa, a brewer at the Sandlot Brewery at Coors Field, Denver. So it's made, actually, by Blue Moon Brewing Company, which is owned by Miller Coors. So that still doesn't tell us if it's a premium beer. This is way more confusing than wine, it appears to me.
I love how he stumbled down this this wormhole, though.
Well, because typical of me, I don't want to get out until at least I can feel like, right, I learned something in that 3 minutes. And all I've done basically is destroy brain cells because I have no idea what the hell we just talked about. Other than we established.
Just like if you drank too much.
It's great,
beer.
Though. If you go to
premium
Wikipedia,
or domestic.
Craft beer controversy. In 2012, Blue Moon came under fire from the Brewers Association for not stating on the bottle that the beer is made by Miller Coors. The Brewers Association said, that's crap. This omission allows the Blue Moon Brewing Company to masquerade as an independent craft brewer. And that's lying. That's fib. That's a falsity. Independent craft brewers like Greg Koch of Stone Brewing Company agree that the multinational conglomeration brewers' use of bottle imagery similar to independent craft beers misleads consumers. They're misled. In May 2015, a California man filed suit against MillerCoors for that craft beer label. He was pissed off. He was not going to take it anymore. I would love to be that man in my life that had everything so organized that I could waste my time suing a beer company about their label. How in the world could you get that pissed off about that? Unless he's a beer distributor.
I was gonna say, yeah,
he's a competitor. Like Greg Koch, I could see where he's pissed off. But this California man, I'm just thinking about that. I want to go to his home and say, you're not seeing the paper, the wallpaper coming off the living room here? You're not seeing the big hole in the wall in the bathroom? You don't have things that you could do in your life? You got to sue this beer company
for their label? Dad, can we play catch? You've been saying we're going to play catch for quite some time.
I don't have time.
I just got done with that lawsuit with that burger chain arguing about Angus beef. Kind of missed you.
Sorry, kids. I got to do this. And then when I'm done with this, I'm taking on the tomato companies. The difference between ketchup and catsup. We're getting to the bottom of this. I'm sick of these. I'm sick of companies calling their product ketchup when it's actually ketsup. They're not the same thing. People have had their burgers ruined for years eating it with ketchup and not ketchup.
Cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy and the man in the moon.
Oh, who is that man? Unbelievable. Oh, Terry and Tommy have checked in. Talk sports, damn it. Thank you. But other stuff, Otto is having himself a ball.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to completely derail the show, but maybe it's for a good reason. I just got a message from our boy PDB, Peter Burns. He's going to have to reschedule until tomorrow.
Sure.
I offered that, too. I was like, you know, someone's a little stressed, you know, hey, you know. It's kind of like what I want to do with Teddy. Just, you know, offer, hey, today doesn't work, Teddy. We can work around you. And then his handler guy may or may not really hate me.
All right. Have we done reads? We've done reads for everybody except for Expert Sleep Medicine, who puts out together a great product that we are both clients of their fine firm. They're friendly people. If you don't get tested and you think somebody in your household that you sleep with or has heard you or you woke up and you feel like you are gagging, you might have sleep apnea. 80% of it goes undiagnosed, and you're putting yourself at risk. It's a risk for heart attack, for stroke, all sorts of bad health things. And it doesn't mean you'll need a CPAP machine. There's other things that they can prescribe, but go to people who know about sleep, and that's Expert Sleep Medicine. If you do get a CPAP machine, Nick has one. I have one. They're different. You can get one that's most comfortable for you. It'll make all the difference. Mike Pratt tells us all the time he can't even fathom sleeping without his. It makes the biggest difference. So why would you put your health at risk when you can go get tested for free? And the great thing is you can do the test in your own home. You don't have to go to a sleep lab anymore. You can just go to a place you go to your place, sleep in your bed. They give you a little machine. It's very unencumbering. It's a small little belt. It monitors everything that goes on while you're sleeping, and they will give you the answer so that you will know what is the best course of action. So what are you waiting for? Expert Sleep Medicine, 4 locations in the area. Check one of them out and get tested for free or get tested inexpensively anyway, and you'll find out what you need to do to put yourself out of harm's way when it comes to sleep apnea. Check them out, and you will be pleased. They're great people, good folks to work with, and they will take care of you in ways that will make your health all the better. We'll take a break, come back, wrap it up here on The V Show on ESPN 680 1057.
The V Foundation is fighting to beat cancer.
But to win,
we need you.
On our team.
One team. One cause. Many lives.
The money you give to the V Foundation funds research and gives hope to those in the fight of their lives. Join the team at jimmyv.org or call 800-4-JIMMY-V.
Participate.
Donate.
Beat cancer.
One team. One cause.
No matter what your profession, energy is a major ingredient to success in your field or on the court in the case of U of L women's basketball coach Jeff Walls.
You've got to come with energy every single day, no matter if it's a practice or on the phone with recruits. There's really no time for rest, and 25 Again has given me that ability to stay at the top of my game.
And not just on the job, but when it's time to have energy for your family.
As a father of 4 and a husband, 25 again has given me the energy that I thought I was losing. Coming home from a long day at work and getting ready to play with the kids, I just felt like, you know, I was exhausted. And now I feel like I've got that energy again that I had in my younger days.
So do what Jeff Walls did. Go visit the doctors at one of the 25 again locations to see what your doctor-directed medical plan should be.
They were able to show me where I was deficient with my numbers and my levels. And with that, they were able to put a plan in place to help me get my energy levels back.
Visit 25again.com today. With you.
Listening to The V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Welcome back to The Chumley Show. There's no video, so nobody knows that the bobblehead Chumley is speaking here. Are you not hearing me? Am I not on the air? What is going on here? How about now? Is that better? I don't know what any of these buttons do, but I just turned the crap out of one. I guess I got lucky. This one right here? Is this the one? Yes! Chumley, thank you. I said it's not a video, so you don't know that the Chumley bobblehead here just that I brought in just to entertain myself. So that's the Chumley Show. Chumley what? Okay, we can do that. He wants to hear the thing from Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's not really that big a sports fan. So Steve Austin he knows, though, from wrestling. And he knows beer. Look at Chumley. You know Chumley knows beer. So, by the way, did you see how much weight he lost? He looks good. He's nodding. All right. Steve Austin was critiquing the athletes at various sporting events.
He was on Get Up this morning.
Get Up!
Mike Greenberg.
With Mike Greenberg talking about chugging beer.
They do kind of look at some of the videos of them chugging, but...
Well, we know who they're talking about. Keep your mic on and tell everybody.
We will. They'll tell you who it is, and we all probably know and remember the videos of said people in question.
It's all over in the Pan Am Games. The U.S. has defeated Canada 6-1 in softball.
Yeah. Take that, you poutine-loving sons of...
You are known for your beer chugging. We've got quite a few athletes who have been doing a little bit of it here. So we're going to roll some of this, and let's get your position. This is you first here. Give me a little thought on the technique here.
Okay. Bam! Crash them together, start pouring them down. And see, a lot of people get mad at me and say, hey, man, you're wasting all that beer. Some of it's too much is going on and not enough in. I'm in show business. Okay, here we go with Baker. He goes old school, and he just bites the beer with his tooth.
Is that old school?
No, he's just sipping here, but watch his throw here.
Yeah.
Okay, bam, bam, crash it with his tooth, pulls the tab.
That's called a shotgun.
A+. That's A+.
Okay.
That's great.
All right, offensive linemen were born for this sort of thing. How about David Bakhtiari? What do you think of that?
Nice, quick gulp. A+.
Yeah.
Volume.
He wasn't done yet.
And he's at a sporting event. He doesn't want to get it all over him. He's not in show business. That's all for him. Now, big time respect right there, brother.
He called out his quarterback. He called out his quarterback at the same game. How about Aaron Rodgers?
Hey, man.
Aaron Rodgers got halfway
through. Quarterbacks never play the game. Oh, look here. When you hold the finger up, savor that. Wait for it.
Oh, no.
C+. C+. Love Aaron, but that's a C+.
I got one more. I got Christian Yelich at a Bucks game. What do you think here?
Oh, hell of a baseball player. Let's see what kind of beer drinker he is.
Let's see.
I think his kid's got a future. See, now, that I can work with that. I can develop. I can hone that.
Beer in
potential.
4 or 5 seconds.
Lots of upside. Yeah.
That worked out even better than I hoped.
Yeah, it's a skill I don't have. I never was able to really chug beer. It's just not my thing.
Who on your team did you? I mean, every team has the one guy that can really put him away. I'm not saying he could, you know, last all night drinking, but in terms of just pure
speed. You won't know the guy's name.
I know, but I'm sure you have some stories. Everyone has stories.
No, I didn't.
Everyone's got war stories.
No, I don't think so. I wasn't a choir boy, but I just was not in a venue. I did one thing one time. What do you, you lay on your back and you put your face under the nozzle of like the keg and the guy opens it and you just drink until you drown, that kind of thing. I tried that once and that was not as fun as I'd hoped it was. So
I feel like that got messy too.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I don't like it because then you smell like beer for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of that. Like Sweeney always smells like beer. I think it's disgusting.
It does not. It's not that.
Making that up. Yeah. So
Crean smells like steak, though, because he had...
A steak?
Oh, man. He brought a bunch of great meat home from... just
Texas. He went to Texas.
Yeah, Texas. I couldn't think of the place.
You're getting stuck today. You need somebody in there to...
Yeah, really, I have that.
Smack you.
I've just been buffering.
I'm going to see the Reds tonight. And James Strebel's getting ready to check into the ball game. He's at the scorer's table, and he'll join Andy Sweeney, who was pretty jazzed up yesterday. You think he'll be as fired up today? He was wired.
Ends, man, you got to bring
he was wired, I tell you. See you tomorrow.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.